Hello, I'm Lord Nathan, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house with the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1970, I saw in the Bible that one that believed the gospel would cast out devils. I saw this in Mark chapter 1, and I noticed that Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Amen. Not following that, Jesus called disciples to follow him. And he called first Simon Peter and Andrew and then John and his brother James. And he said, "Follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. I can see the way you become fishers of men was to follow Jesus." I thought, what an incredible thing to follow Jesus. And I kept meditating and looking at Mark chapter 1. And then, after these men forsook their father and their nets, they were fishermen and followed Jesus, he took them to the synagogue. And I'm having Kathy D. read now what happened when they went into the synagogue. I'll be interrupting her and we'll be speaking each together in dialogue what took place in that synagogue. Kathy D.
Verse 21, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. 23, "And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone."
Oh, good place. Jesus went into that synagogue, and he taught as one that had authority, not as the scribes. There was a man in that synagogue, and had an unclean spirit. And the spirit cried out, "Let us alone. Let us alone." One speaking, but referring as us. So that meant there's more than one unclean spirit in that man. And then it said, "And what do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?" Yeah, "What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?" Amen.
Then they said, "Art thou come to destroy us?"
Oh, yeah. Glory. That spirit, that unclean spirit, said, "Art thou come to destroy us?" My answer is yes.
"I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God."
Oh, yeah. The unclean spirit knew Jesus was. "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God, Jesus of Nazareth." I've had this very thing, same thing happen to me, but we're not talking about me right now. Let's go.
And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him."
Jesus rebuked this unclean spirit, and he said, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Next.
And when the unclean spirit had torn him, he cried with a loud voice and came out of him.
When the unclean spirit had torn him. You see, when unclean spirits are cast out, they hurt. They hurt. They make you miserable before they come out. They hurt. Why? Because they're unclean. And they hurt. And they talk to you. And they don't want to come out of you. They want to stay in you. Well, they had to have an avenue to get in you in the beginning. And it may not be so easy to bring them out. Amen. But the unclean spirit departed out, right?
Right, and yes, and with a loud voice, and he came out of him.
Oh, with a loud voice, and he came out. I believe that's all I want to say for this Sunday evening in the office in my home. But I love you. God bless y'all. Good night. Noah Davidson, Plano, Texas.